punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. I'm having a little delayed reaction with my mouse here right now. Bear with me here a second. We'll get her going. I want everybody to be happy. It's coming. All right, here we go. All right, we should be live on Facebook and the website now. I don't know what was going on there. Probably me. It's always me. Yeah, there it is. We're live now. It's a little warmer than it was yesterday, by all means. The winds are about half less, but it's still cold out there. Currently, the hot spot in the state of Oklahoma is Hollis, Oklahoma, at 17 degrees. Mangum's at 17 also. It was just updated. Elk City, we're at 14. Arnett, you're at 13. Slapout, you're at 11 degrees. The May Ranch is at 13. Only a few single digits left in Oklahoma, and that's way up there in the northeastern part of the state. Miami is 7. Vanita is 8. Nevada is 9. So that's where your cold weather is right now. It's cold here, too. Looks like we're going to warm up nicely today, not above freezing, and it's going to be cold again tonight. And then tomorrow we're going to get into some warmer temperatures, and Christmas Day doesn't look too bad at all. And then 50s and 60s all next week. And I think, according to the Long Ranger forecast, Monday night will be the last night of actual freezing temperatures. Just crazy. This is hard on cattle. This going from nice weather, decent warm weather, to this extreme cold, back to really warm weather is really tough on cattle, no matter what. Just some wind stats. Camargo, of course, you're always the highest. I got to figure out why that is. But Camargo, you're 20 mile an hour with 25 mile an hour gust. Cheyenne, you're 18 mile an hour with 25 mile an hour gust. And that's about it. It's about the same. Everybody's less than that around here. So we'll talk about that coming up shortly. I got a thing for you guys. Today, couple things for you guys, actually. Today is the Wheeler General Store Happy Cap Hour, all hour. I'll have more on the Wheeler General Store coming up for you here shortly. But we're starting a new deal today on the Today in Ag Show. And if you will text in to our text line, 580-225-9697, if you will text in Jimmy, you will become a member of the Today in Ag exclusive text group. And it's going to take a couple months to get this thing off and running really good. But what I'm going to do is, you're not going to get some text from something you don't care about outside the agriculture area. They'll all come from me. And then when one of the sponsors or one of our advertisers or has something, a deal going on, like at the Elk City Co-op here, or up there at County Line Supply, or even Everett's at Byside, just something along that neighborhood there, or out here at the Wheeler General Store. If they've got a special going on that I think you farmers and ranchers would be really interested in it, I'm just going to text it to you. And then also, if there's some breaking news that's important to farmers and ags, I'll text it to you. But I'm not going to wear you out with them. It's not like you're going to, you know, you get these emails every day. I'm not going to do that to you. But I thought it'd be kind of cool to start this group. All you got to do is text in the word Jimmy to the text line here, 580-225-9697, and you'll be an exclusive member. And then maybe every now and then I'll pick a number on the text line random text number off of that group, he might get a free Today in Ag hat or something like that. Anyway, we're going to make it fun. And like I said, I'm not going to burn your phone up with stupid stuff. It's just, I think it'd be kind of fun to do that. All right. Text line is wide open right now at 580-225-9697. We are streaming live on Facebook. We're streaming live on KECOFM.com. And, of course, we're live on the 96.5 KECO and 100.1 KWFX out of Woodward. And then we got our little free Paragon app that you can download on your phone and listen to no matter where you are in the United States. So, anyway, and it's free. It doesn't cost you. You just got to get on there and find KECO, and here I am. I'm getting after it. All right, let's see what's happening with the markets right now. Corn for March, $6.67. It's up almost $7 today. Of course, I sold my corn yesterday, so go figure. Hey, Jimmy sold out. Let's go ahead and raise prices up. May is $6.66. July is $6.60. Soybeans for January, $14.81. March is $14.86 and May is $14.91. Soybean meal for January, $456.80 a short ton. March is $452.90. May is $445.40. And then we have hard red winter wheat. March, $8.73. May is $8.67. Oats for March is $3.66 and May is $3.64. Cotton is one of the few things in the red today. It's not terrible, but it is down. March is 84 cents a pound, and May is 83 cents a pound. And Sugar Baby, he's still doing good at 21 cents a pound. Crude oil out of West Texas is 79.71. It's up a little over $2 today. And natural gas is also up about 12 cents probably. It's at January is $5.12 and February is $5.01. Okay, let's go ahead and go with live cattle. Get that out of the way. December live cattle is 156.32. February is 157.40. April is 161.45. June is 157.47. January is 183.75. March is 186.52 for feeder cattle. Lean hogs, February, 88.02, April, 95.22, and lean hogs for May, a little over $100 at 165. Hogs are in the red, and also feeder cattle next month are in the red. Man, we're getting wound down pretty tight. Christmas is coming up Sunday, so Christmas Eve is tomorrow. Looks like I'm glad it's warming up a little bit for Christmas that way. I don't have to get kids and all kinds of stuff out in this extreme cold weather. My ice yesterday was about 2 inches thick. I got a bunch of it broke up. I was surprised that the ponds were froze over so quick with that wind we had. Usually with the wind, it'll keep those ponds open a little bit, but not this cold thing. I tried to break the ice on the one pond this morning on my way to work. I drove out quite a ways with the pickup, and I didn't break through it. And I got a one-ton with a Dewey's bed on it, and it cracked, and that was it. And so I got gutsy and moved over a little bit, cracked some more ice, thought it's going to fall through, just leave your rear wheels on the dirt behind you. Still, I didn't break it, so it was froze. It must be pretty shallow in there. It froze solid all the way. So anyway, everybody, good luck. Take care of yourself. Exposure out there today is still, you can get frostbite with the wind and everything going on. So I don't know, but when we come back, I'm going to talk about some stuff with some cattle. And then later on in the show, I got some reindeer reports from OSU and some other things coming up. So stay with me and we'll be right back.
This hour's weather brought to you by Jimmy Clark.
Wouldn't it be great to partner with a feed company that knows all about the cattle industry? A company that owns and raises cattle themselves? company that knows the blood, sweat, and tears you put into the operation every day. That company is Hobart Farm and Garden. They are your local high-pro feeds dealer providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, and sacks. Visit them online at HobartFarmAndGarden.com.
We had commercial cattle, and as a commercial producer, you're always looking for a place to buy bulls that are going to work well for your program. And as we struggled to do that, we decided to raise our own. And so we started producing the traits that we were looking for to buy in bulls. Lori White, B&L Red Angus, blredangus.com. You can find us on Facebook by searching B&L Red Angus.
Benji White, B&L Red Angus. BLRedAngus.com on Facebook. Follow us at B&L Red Angus.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Cattle have to eat. When grass runs short and you want to strengthen your herd, go with Hi-Pro. For Hi-Pro, go to Cowman's. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply in Erie specializes in bulk feed. It's always in stock and prices are good. And the way they take care of you is even better. If Gary Mills says he'll do it, it gets done every time. It's nice to know a place like Cowman's is around to help ag producers here at home. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply, 117 West 2nd in Erie. Call 526-3070.
They're built better. They're tough. It's heavier steel, rubber flooring. They're framed in differently. Their tires come 18 ply. You could drive through a mesquite patch. These things are just built to use out in the thick of things. If you're going to catch a cow out in the middle of a section, you're going to drag a huge trailer out there to her. Farmers and ranchers love Hughes trailers, and we've got them. Cattle King Manufacturing. We're 2 miles south of the golf course here at Elk City on Highway 6. On Facebook, just search Cattle King Manufacturing. 303-4246.
Good afternoon, great stewards of the land. I'm Drew Cobb. This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, December 16th. 1,979 head were sold, 13 head of steers at 387, brought 258, 7 at 401, brought 224, 9 at 473, brought 210, 4 at 564, brought 182, 5 at 632, brought 176, 22 at 645, brought 180, 3 at 685, brought 164, 8 head heifers at 389, brought 192, 13 at 476, brought 169, 3 at 528, brought 166, 5 at 610, brought 163.50, 8 at 615, brought 157, 4 at 704, brought 156, 5 at 983, brought 140. Butcher cows were 5 to 87.50. Butcher bulls brought 41 to 98. Bred cows were 750 to 1775. Pairs brought 1100 to 1850. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. to consign. Call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Wow, there's actually people out there that like me. 10, 12, 14 people already. A member of the exclusive Today in Ag text message group. So again, I'm going to explain it to you. Just all you have to do is text Jimmy, J-I-M-M-Y, into our text line, which is 580-225-9697, and you should get a message back saying you are now a member and part of the crime family that I'm in. So anyway, and if you don't, text me in and let me know. It's pretty simple to join in. Like I said, all you got to do is text in Jimmy, and there's three more automatic. Good deal. And I promise you, I'm not going to annoy you with a bunch of crazy Texas texts. Glad my boss wasn't listening, because he knows how I love the state of Texas. How's that? We almost used that as the keyword to text in, but we decided not to, because there might be some people out there like me that don't understand the difference between a text and Texas. Anyway, we got all kinds going. Again, today is the Wheeler General Store Happy Cap Hour. the Wheeler General Store is the go-to store in Wheeler County and actually surrounding parts of all around Wheeler County, including Oklahoma. From animal feed and farm and ranch supplies to paint and barbecue supplies, there are a one-stop shop. The Wheeler General Store has been serving the Texas Panhandle for over 30 years. The owners, Nathan and Charity Heffley, take pride in knowing when you walk into their store, their team will be there ready to help you with all the product needs. Being a do-it-best store in a small town makes it easy and affordable to get products that are hard to find in a timely manner. Keep your farm and ranch running properly with all the items that they offer. Delivering feed is their specialty. They have been a Hi-Pro dealer for over 10 years. They deliver feed to ranches and stores all over the Texas Panhandle, Kansas, Oklahoma, and even New Mexico. Located at 15868 Highway 152, just outside of Wheeler, Texas, they look forward to serving you. And easy to find. They're right there on the east side of Wheeler on 152 6 Highway and south side of the road. You can't miss it when you're coming into town, no matter how the weather conditions are. If it's a whiteout, you'll notice that place. It's a great place to go. Anyway, again, thank you, Wheeler General Store, and Merry Christmas to you and your wife over there, Nathan. Appreciate all the support you do for that. Yeah, that's what it is. You are now my partner in crime on the Today in Ag show. That's what it says. So anyway, man, it's lighting up. I got 4 pages of text already. Anyway, appreciate you guys doing that. Okay, let's see here. Where do we want to go? Let's try this out here. Not much going on with the sale barns this week. After Tuesday, Woodward was done. I think the one in Dodge City wrapped up yesterday, Superior. And anyway, no, Winter Livestock. That's the one up in Dodge City. They finished up yesterday, had a good sale. One of the guys that I talked to this morning that sold some over at Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction said he had a 300-something pound calf, brought almost $900 or over $900. That's getting pretty close to $3 a pound. So I'm going to say that the market, unless something crazy happens between now and when the markets, the sale barns open back up after the New Year's, it's going to stay pretty decent. Slaughter market on bulls and cows have kind of stabilized. They haven't hit rock bottom, but they're not skyrocketing either. A few things. Alexis Taylor was voted to, confirmed by the Senate to be Under Secretary for Trade and Foreign Agriculture Affairs at the USDA. I think a lot of people were really happy with that selection. She will now help craft the agency's trade policy and work to promote market access and opportunity for American agriculture interests. So anyway, that's good. A lot of people happy with that. End of the year, farmland reports coming out that farmland prices are soaring. This comes at no surprise to anyone who has tuned in to land auctions during 2022. Buying a plot of land in rural America has never been so expensive. Despite interest rate hikes, farmland prices in the Midwest alone has jumped 20% just in the third quarter from a year earlier, marking the 11th consecutive quarter of gains. That's the longest streak since 2014. As you gather around the table to enjoy family and delicious food, savor the sweet treats because the cost has gone way up for 5 baking staples. Flour, sugar. That sugar's probably because Bill Dance hadn't got any out over there. Sugar baby over there at Dale High. Everybody's waiting on him to get that out, so sugar prices might come down. But anyway, probably not. But milk, butter, and eggs. And I've seen a lot of people complaining about eggs prices from all the big stores. And, you know, that flew up in Iowa. That's where most of our Lane chickens are raised. Got a bunch of them, but anyway, 22% higher in this year compared to last year. Egg prices saw a impressive 60% hike, while milk was on the lower end of those 5 ingredients at 16%. Just to give you a little bit of comparison in dollar amounts, In 2021, a 5-pound bag of flour cost $2.04. This year, $2.44. Eggs, one dozen. Last year, $1.66. This year, $2.64. And this report must be a little old because I've been hearing $5 and $6 now. Sugar, 4-pound bag, $2.73. 4-pound bag this year, $3.08. Whole milk, a gallon, $3.51. This year, $4.07. And last year, a pound of butter cost $3.61. And today is $4.32. So that's $16.55 more for those products that you just got compared to 2020. You guys heard me talk about the Michigan grain fire that broke out at Anderson's Incorporated Grain Facility in Saginaw County, Michigan last Sunday. Hundreds of firefighters from 29 different fire departments worked overnight to knock down the flames. And you think, how big a flame could a grain bin be? Well, it was 30 million bushels of corn that was on fire. So it was a big fire. And they had a lot of silos right next to them, and they were trying to prevent the fire from damaging any there. No one was hurt, and the cause of the blaze is still under investigation. And when something comes up, I'll let you guys know. And, of course, temperatures were pretty nice for December, but this Christmas cold snap is a cause of concern for cattle since they lose their acclimation to cold after a series of really nice days. Along with the increase in maintenance energy requirements during cold weather, decreased intake puts them in even more of an energy deficiency. Get on Oklahoma State University on their extension page and check out some cold weather recommendations. I know this one's already in the middle of it, but man, just check it out and let's do a way better job or even more better job next time. Let me rephrase that, more better job next time we got cold front, because we ain't even in January yet. So anyway, reindeer fun facts. Did you know that both male and female reindeer grow antlers? How about that their nose and the bottom of their hooves are covered in hair? The hair keeps their hooves insulated from the snow and also provides traction. Maybe that's why I'm so good in snow barefooted, because I got hair on the bottom of my feet. No, I'm just kidding. Provides traction, a tool many of us could use this winter. Weather sweeps across most of the country. The winter weather may keep us closer to home this holiday season, but luckily Santa's reindeer won't be affected by poor road conditions. They said from OSU they want everybody to have a safe and happy holiday season. Well, coming up after this break here, I'm going to talk a little bit about reindeer, some myths, and some other stuff that you don't want to miss out on.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
This season of hope, of giving, and of kindness should help put our thoughts squarely on heaven. There's no better time than now to focus on the glory of God and decide to become the people heaven wants us to be. Parents, God has entrusted you with the care of precious children. It's the toughest job you'll ever have, but it also offers the greatest rewards. Remind your children to be servants like Christ. He came to serve and to give. Encourage your kids to live up to that standard Jesus set for us all. And kids, don't just blend in with the crowd at school and at the ball games. Be as bold as a lion in your determination to do what's right. Don't be afraid to be different. Carry yourself with the confidence that trust in Christ brings. See what it means to live with a boldness for Christ that lasts. As we enjoy the blessings of this holiday season and wind down the old year, let's determine to make a new start. Let's become the people that heaven wants us to be. From everyone at Canyon Oilfield Services, where the key word is service.
Mickey will go to bat for you. Anytime you've got a problem or, a question, he's Johnny on the spot. If he doesn't know, he calls up higher to get it figured out. And we've got tractors insured, balers, combines, swathers, cattle, hay, home, anything you can think of, he's got it. And he's been called a few times. Mickey is really good about coming to see what you need. You know, he'll come to where you are to get your signature or go over something that he's run into a problem. You know, you can't beat that because we live 18 miles from his office. So it helps when he's willing to come to the house. He's done, you know, just whatever he needs to do, he'll be there. I'm Jill DeRussia, and I'm a farmer and rancher in Southwest Oklahoma.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
We've still got a pretty good selection of Lazy Boys. We still have one more mattress truck on the way. We literally have a couple of weeks to move this merchandise, and it's got to go. And I'm talking about name brand merchandise. I'm talking about a Pulaski bedroom suit back there in the corner. And I'm talking about Lazy Boy, genuine Lazy Boy rocking recliners. You're not going to be able to buy a Lazy Boy recliner in this part of Oklahoma after we're closed. Come see us at Terry's Furniture Showroom. We're in Elk City on South Main, right behind the McDonald's, right next to Harbor Freight Tools.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards weekly cattle sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
Cattlemen's Congress is located in the heart of cattle country and is far more than just a cattle show. Join them December 29th through January 14th to see the newest and most elite genetics North American cattlemen have to offer. Cattlemen's Congress is the gathering place of the cattle industry and offers sales of elite genetics, something for everyone's operation. Join them January 5th for a commercial cattleman's luncheon from 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. For a full schedule, sale info, and everything you need to know, visit cattlemanscongress.com.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Well, you guys are awesome. I figured today was a slow day of listeners, everybody getting ready for holidays, but it's not. 32 members to the little Today in Ag crime partner. We're gonna be like kind of like Tulsa up there, where Sly doing his little show up there with being the mafia. We're gonna have our own ag mafia going on out here. How about that? Yes, I had one person text in 409 a dozen. So yep, and yeah, it's expensive. If you can even find them, somebody said Walmart or somebody. Let me back up. One of our stores around here didn't even have. Yeah, so anyway, let's do a Long Ranger forecast for northwestern Oklahoma and the northeastern Texas panhandle. As soon as the Texas, and that's not text line, it's the state of Texas, gets their mesonet running up really, really good, I'm going to add them to my favorites up here, and that way I can go directly to Perryton or Pampa or Canadian or Wheeler or Shamrock. I'm just going off my phone when I do that. But anyway, let's pick Arnett. How about that? I pick them a lot because I got friends that live at Arnett, and it is the home of the famous cowgirl named Lori Campbell. How about that? Anyway, 13 degrees right now at Arnett. Wind chill is -2. Humidity is 37, northwest winds 15 miles an hour with wind gust up to 20 today, high 21, gonna have to hurry. Partly sunny also, and the winds are gonna start simmering down a little bit this afternoon, and it's gonna get cold tonight. 6 degrees for a low, tomorrow 34 above freezing, tomorrow night 14, Christmas Day. After Santa Claus will bring some heat with him from the North Pole. 46 degrees, 26 for a high Sunday night, or low Sunday night, I'm sorry. Monday, 49. Tuesday, 55 and partly sunny. So anyway, the warmer weather is on its way back. Okay, let me see here. Oh, I know some of you guys have probably heard on this, but I just want to throw this out there. The FDA is cautioning horse owners on top of the Rockies alfalfa cubes. Some of you probably already heard about this, but the U.S. Food and Drug Administration is cautioning horse owners not to feed top of the Rockies alfalfa cubes with the dates codes 11-12-22, 11-13-22, 11-14-22, 11-15-22, and 11-16-22. I'd say probably there's about 2 weeks there. After numerous cases of illness and deaths of horses in Colorado, Louisiana, New Mexico, and Texas and Oklahoma, FDA says the alfalfa cubes have been recalled by Mazola Feeds of Mazola, Colorado, which distributes products directly to feed stores in 10 states, Arkansas, Colorado, Illinois, Kansas, Louisiana, Missouri, New Mexico, Oklahoma, Texas, and Wisconsin. FDA said further distribution is possible, so it's important to check the date codes if you have these products. Some of the alfalfa cubes have been reported to contain what appears to be fur and animal tissues, indicating the material from an animal or animals may have been incorporated into the cubes during alfalfa harvesting. Some people have reported a foul odor in some of the bags. The bacteria that causes botulism, however you say that, is commonly present in decaying animal carcasses. Testing the alfalfa cubes and other feed and tissue sample is in progress. The FDA said they are aware at least 98 horses in Colorado, Louisiana, New Mexico, and Texas who have showed neurological symptoms, and at least 45 of these horses have died or were put down due to declining health. The symptoms are hard to pinpoint, but it's an illness. Horse owners and handlers should take precautions to protect human and animal life. Immediately consult a veterinarian if your horse ate this product and shows signs of a neurological illness, such as muscle tremors, difficult eating or swallowing, difficulty standing, or collapses. So anyway, that's the top of the Rockies alfalfa cubes, all right? Hopefully nobody around here's got it, but anyway, just wanted to give you a thought on that. All right, let's see here. Where are we going here? I'm trying to find it. Where's it at? It's all gone. I missed it. I guess I'll have to find it for the last part of the show. Sorry about that. Okay, cattle slaughter declines. Beef packers continue experiencing negative margins as show lists shrink and cattle slaughters decline. Packers lost an average of $49 per head the week ending December 17th. I can hear some of you guys out there now, oh my gosh, poor guys. Anyway, according to the Sterling Beef Profit Tracker, that was $90 per head improvement on the previous week as wholesale prices gained $9 per hundredweight. Average feeding margins were estimated at $110 per head, about $70 per head less than the previous week and $98 per head less than the same week a year ago. The five area price for fed cattle averaged $155.87 per hundredweight, or about 50 cents per hundredweight lower than the previous week. Last week's choice beef cutout averaged $251.75. That's $9.25 higher than the previous week and $8.43 lower than last year's price. Costs associated with finishing cattle have increased dramatically since April. The cattle sold last week carried a total fed cost of $5.75 per head, which is 15% higher than the $4.32 feed cost the cattle sold the same week a year ago. The beef and pork profit trackers are calculated by the Sterling Martin out of Vail, Oregon. On hogs, they saw losses of $10 per head last week, or about $9 per head more than the previous week. Pork producers lost an average of $27 per head the same week a year ago. Lean carcass prices averages $84.09 per hundredweight, down $2.04 per hundredweight from the previous week, but up $19.88 from last year. There you go. Anyway, hey, we got we're out of the, stocking stuffers, but they got these gift certificates on the Route 66 Big Deals. It's still going on, 15 to 50% off. Shop local and save. Guess what? Who I'm talking about today. The Toolbox right here on 3rd Street in Elk City. $25 gift certificate, and you only pay $17.50. I'm telling you, ladies, if you'll go by there or come by the radio station or get online and order these, your husband, your boyfriend, your son, your dad, your grandpa, your uncle, your nephew, whoever, they will love you for these because the Toolbox has everything that a guy wants for a shop. They got ropes, ratchet straps, tools, hand tools, crescents, pipe wrenches, drill bits, dies. They got everything that a grown man dreams of in there. So anyway, you can get on our website, and over there on the right-hand corner, there's a deal you click on for the Route 66 Big Deals, and you can purchase those. Or you can call in here to the Penny News at the radio station, and they'll get you started up on the Toolbox. $25 gift certificate for $17.50. So if you come in here and buy $105 worth, you get 6 gift certificates, and you'll save quite a bit, $27. Anyway, it's a great gift for the gentleman in your life, whether it's your son, nephew, the whole nine yards. Anyway, they appreciate it down there. I come back, we're going to talk about the reindeer as soon as I find that article. I don't know what I did with it. It's up here somewhere. Anyway, I lost it somewhere, but we'll come back and we'll talk about the reindeer, I promise you.
This is Jerry Knight, owner of the Woodward Livestock Auction. First sale last Tuesday, December the 20th, we sold 714 cows, bulls, and kids. Thursday, December the 15th, we sold 2,922 kids and feeders for a total of 3,636 cattle for the week. Killing cows and bulls, 4 to 6 higher. Tuesday, better killing cows, 79.5 to 95. 10 cows brought 55 to 71. Bulls brought 85 to 107. 2 to 8-year-old bred cows, 10.85 to 16.35. 9 and older bred cows, 7.85 to 9.75. 2 to 8-year-old pairs, 11.50 to 16.35. Extremely good calf and feeder market. Feeders up to 5 higher, kids up to 15 higher. Steer calves, 3 to 350, 235 to 275. 4 to 450 steers, 231 to 267. 5 to 550, $2 to 244. 6 to 650, 170 to 186. 7 to 750, 167 to 177.5. 8 to 850, 174 to 176. And our 850 to 9-weight steers, 171 to 173. We sell 52 steers, one bunch weighing 427, bring 267. We sell 50 steers, another bunch weighing 511, bring 244. Honor heifers, 3 to 350, heifers, 203 to 213, 4 to 450, 185 to 216, 5 to 550, 171 to 183, 6 to 650, 151 to 167, 7 to 750, 152.5 to 176 and a quarter, 7 heifers weighing 889, bring 153. And our 9 to 950 heifers, 153 to 164.50. We sell 50 heifers, one bunch weighing 411, bring 226. This is our last sale this year. We hope you have a very Merry Christmas and a great prosperous New Year. Thanks to all our buyers and sellers. Our first sale back will be Thursday, January the 5th. Thanksgiving, Jerry 9, and the Woodward Livestock Auction.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
America's beef producers have the best product in the world. From a backyard barbecue to a gourmet dinner at a 4-star restaurant, if American beef is on the menu, you're in for some good eating. Our local beef producers raise a great product. As a financial institution, we're proud to be a part of it. Stop by and see us. Let's talk. First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre. Together we grow. Online at fnbec.bank.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, December 19th. For all you great stewards of the land, I'm Drew Cobb.
1,487 head were sold. 7 head of steers at 381 brought 268. 12 at 524 brought 201. 4 at 570 brought 194. 3 at 602 brought 185. 31 at 730 brought 179. 4 at 771 brought 178. 52 at 820 brought 179. 3 head of heifers at 400 brought 177. 4 at 451 brought 180. 8 at 519 brought 163. 6 at 564 brought 174. 7 at 581 brought 168. 14 at 604 brought 176. 3 at 633 brought 172. Butcher cows were 5 to 87.50. Butcher bulls brought 41 to 95. Bred cows were 750 to 1775. Pairs brought 900 to 1285. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma. Sale every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
If you're a farmer or rancher, you rely on a business that can help you get the things you need fast so you can get back to work. Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisei, Oklahoma is that business. They carry farm equipment, oil-filled cattle guards, and fencing supplies. How about a cattle shooter hay trailer? They've got them. You need welding supplies? They've got that too. Learn more at everettswelding.com or see their ad inside the Penny News. That's Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisei, Oklahoma.
Ron Hayes here. Here's what the good folks are saying about SEI Agritech's Livestock Nutrition Center's feed and minerals.
Hello, this is Sean Wyatt. I have a cow-calf operation, and I buy my feed from Kent Watkins at SEI Agritech in Elk City. Kent will provide the best service possible. I highly recommend giving SEI Agritech a call about your feed and minerals.
If you want better feed and better results, visit SEI Agritech in Elk City, your local Livestock Nutrition Center authorized distributor, located on South Randall in Elk City.
Attention high school juniors and seniors. Western Equipment is hosting their annual AgTech Invitational on January 14th at our store in Plainview, Texas. Sign up to compete for a chance to win $60,000 in scholarships and $30,000 in prizes. This competition is open to any high school junior or senior interested in mechanics, agriculture, or just winning prizes. Parents and teachers, don't feel left out. You can tour our career expo to learn all about John Deere, Western Equipment, and other job opportunities within the company. Spots are limited, so register today at west-equip.com/competition.
From pump to pivot, Valley Water experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, here's your Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast. Who are we going to pick today? Right. Let's go with Tipton. How about that? 17 degrees at Tipton, 6 degrees above zero. Wind chill. The winds are out of the north-northwest at 9 miles an hour with wind gusts up to 12. Today, 25 for a high. Tonight, 15. Tomorrow, sunny, 36. South winds. Tomorrow night, 20. Christmas Day, no wind and 45 degrees. 53 degrees Monday. 58 degrees Tuesday. Man, that's just a lot of difference between Tipton and Arnett, and it's really not that far between the two. Probably, what, an hour and a half? Maybe 2 hours at the most, depending on which route you go. So anyway, it's going to be considerably warm down there along the Red River. All right, I found that article. Now if I can get back to it. Okay, you guys ready? So just how do Santa's reindeer get the job done? This is from Dr. Glenn Silk and Dr. Mark Johnson from Oklahoma State University. It's the most wonderful time of the year, and this week, Dr. Glenn Silk joins us to address the age-old questions of what permits reindeer to pull Santa's sleigh all over the globe on Christmas Eve. Have you ever wondered how Santa's reindeer can make the monumental journey on Christmas Eve? Let's look into some key facts about reindeer that may help us understand how they transport old Saint Nick on his appointed rounds over the world. First of all, history people, how about that? I didn't take my allergy pill today, so my pronunciation's not too good today. Report that reindeer have been domesticalized by humans over 5,000 years. Since Santa himself is no spring chicken, we can assume that they have worked together for quite a while. They should not have any trouble finding their way around the world. There's no need to worry about them getting lost. We do know that reindeer are like ruminants. They are like cattle in this regard. They have four compartments to their stomach. Of course, Santa gets them filled up with hay before he leaves the North Pole. And I hear he uses number one alfalfa. What I hear. I don't know where he gets it, but that's what I've heard. So they should have plenty of feed stored in their four compartments to make it all around the globe. Also, cattle nutritionists have known for years that hay digests more slowly than grain. Therefore, the big meal that the reindeer eat before their journey should even last a lot longer. Or just like your mom said, it'll stick to their ribs. As for drinking water, that should be no problem whatsoever. In their homeland, the water is all frozen, so they're used to getting the moisture they need by eating snow. So as the sleigh is parked on the snowy rooftops in the cold weather cities, the reindeer can take on moisture they need if they get thirsty. How do they keep warm while flying around Christmas Eve? The fur that they have is very thick and can hold a lot of air. The blanket of insulation combining fur and air helps them keep warm even in the coldest of climates. And I know some guys like that I know here personally that lives around Beckham County and Greer County. But anyway, plus flying around Christmas night in many areas of the world that are warmer and they have a home should not be a problem. How's that? When they're flying around, they get around somewhere down there in South America or in that area where it's warm, they can warm back up before they have to come back up here to like the Siberia part of Russia. How do they fly? Well, that's a tough question. And we really do not know how that one completely, they just don't know how, they don't have an answer for it. How's that? Even though they're professors, they don't know how the answer. However, let's look at what we do know about them. Reindeer are amazingly fast runners on the ground. A newborn baby reindeer at 1 day of age can outrun the fastest person on earth. By the time they are fully grown, it's hard to tell what speeds they could really reach. Next, remember those huge antlers? Antlers of adult male reindeer can be as much as 4 foot long. Just think about it. Each reindeer has two sets. That's 8 feet of antlers. And with eight reindeer, or nine, if we count Rudolph on foggy nights, that is 64 to 72 feet of total antler spraying. A typical small airplane only has 20 to 30 feet of wingspan. Certainly, it seems feasible that those eight reindeer running that fast with all that antler span can get off the ground. Didn't even think about that. There are a couple of myths about reindeer that we should clear up. Last but not least, you probably heard the poem that says that they have tiny reindeer feet. Actually, they have very wide, large hoof that they use at home to dig through the snow to find grass and moss to eat. You got to think that those wide hooves would come in really handy for sliding to rather sudden stops on small landing sites that Santa has to work with on Christmas Eve, especially that trailer house out here north of Elk. Man, I was thinking about that the other day. I wonder if it'll hold Santa himself up along with those reindeer without collapsing. And you probably heard that the song about up the housetop, click, click, click. Well, it is true that reindeer do make a clicking sound as they walk. They have a tendon that snaps over a bone joint and makes a clicking sound every step. These are just a few facts about Santa's reindeer. Maybe this will help us understand the age-old mystery that occurs every Christmas. How about that? Anyway, that was a good story. Hey, they put it out at Ag University, so I was going to read it. I'm sorry. Anyway, all right, let's move on. And again, friendly reminder on these Route 66 big deals, get on our website or call into the studio here, the toolbox at 1402 West 3rd Street, Elk City, Oklahoma. Retail value gift certificate, $25, you can buy all you want for $17.50 a piece. How about that? 15 to 50% off. Shop local and save, and we appreciate it. It's a great deal that we've had a couple of them sell completely out this week. It's just great you guys are participating in that. Then, I don't know if you've been out to get your new edition of the Penny News that came out yesterday morning. I noticed this while ago during break. And I'm going to say it. I actually seen it in the first break, so I waited till the last break. That way I can beat some of you guys to Atwoods. But any of your Atwoods, anywhere, Woodward, here, Clinton, wherever they're Atwoods at, or Weatherford, I'm telling you, this is a good deal. If you buy either one of these, which is a 20-volt DeWalt blower or 12-inch chainsaw, you get these batteries for two extra batteries. You're going to save $100. Two extra batteries besides the ones that come with the item itself. And these are DeWalt chainsaw and the blower. Check it out. It's in the Atwoods ad in the insert in the middle of the Penny News. So check it out. All right, let me update you on the drought map monitor. I was comparing the last 2 weeks, the one that came out on the 13th with the one that came out on the 20th. And looks like it's about the same everywhere. As a matter of fact, there is some improvement in Texas. And especially west of the east of the Mississippi, there's a lot of improvement as far as drought monitors are concerned, which is good. But Oklahoma, Kansas, and Nebraska, it might have worsened just a little bit, not much, but it's still the same. We have quite a bit of D4 in Kansas, a lot of D4 in Kansas, especially southwestern part. Basically, all the Oklahoma-Kansas borders under D4, except for very eastern tip over there where it meets up with Missouri, is under D4, and then it's got a big strip of D4 going up through the western central part of Kansas into Nebraska. Oklahoma, you got a lot of D4 along the border and out in the Oklahoma Panhandle. And there's a little bit still left in eastern Oklahoma, not a whole lot, but it's still there. But the rest of Oklahoma's in a D3 or D2. So it's not improved a lot. And until we get some major rainstorms coming through here, snowstorms, we're not going to have much comparison to that. All right, it is coming up. Let me check the text line one more time before if you just joined us here in the last 5 or 10 minutes and you missed the first part of the show, if you want to become an exclusive member of a crime syndicate called Today in Ag, text into the text line here at the studio, 580-225-9697. Text Jimmy in, J-I-M-M-Y, that's all you got to do, and you should get a response back that you're now a member of that text group. And when we have a deal, see, I got the, you guys don't tell anybody, but I got the inside on a lot of stuff that's going to come up for sale, you know, or be put on sale, like at Feed or Atwoods and stuff like that. And what I'll do is before they print it, I'll let you guys know so you don't have to wait in line to get this stuff. See how this works? See, I'm trying to help you out. And but anyway, just text in Jimmy to the text line and you'll become an exclusive member. And what I'll do is when there's some specials going on that I think you guys would appreciate, like fence post or fencing wire or on sale at Counting Line one day or something like that, I will let you know. And if you need any fencing materials, you can go up there. Or if there's a major item that comes out or news that comes out, like there's a big fire going on and blah, blah, blah county, I'll let you guys know. So if you have animals or something in that area, you'll know that you need to get over there or call somebody to go check it out. How's that? All right, last item before the Christmas break. Co-Weather Nutrition for Beef Cows. This is by Dana Zook, Oklahoma State University Extension Northwest Area Livestock Specialist. I know a lot of you guys probably know Dana. Last year, I mentioned to my husband that I wish the weather was more characteristic of the season. This year, I believe Santa may be sending winter weather for the from the North Pole, so he will feel right at home when he makes his Christmas deliveries here in Oklahoma. Cattle producers know the cold temperatures means extra supplement and hay may be needed, and it does. But how much extra feed are we talking about? There are many things that impact the ability of cattle to tolerate cold and inclement weather, but hair coat and amount of moisture present, rain, sleet, ice, snow play a biggest role. In addition, cattle in the body condition under 5 have less cold tolerance. All cattle will need extra feed to maintain body condition and manage this environmental stress. But those needs may vary from one group to the next. Me, I got an older group down south, and I gave them extra and even put some straw out for bedding for them if they couldn't get out of the deal. And then I got a newer group up here, and they got lots of good hair. And my older cows got lots of good hair, but you just need to pay attention to your cattle. Get them in good condition before this hits. I keep my cows thin so when they're calving, them calves ain't too big. Bull crap. Take care of your cows, all right? And you'll be all right. And Roy, I'll get with you here in just a minute. You guys, Merry Christmas. Thank you. This is my second Christmas as the Ag Director at Paragon Communications. I want to wish all you guys a Merry Christmas and a safe one. If you need anything, you guys know how to get a hold of me. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
From Shamrock, Texas to Weatherford, Oklahoma, we are today's best.